one out in just a few weeks, 2 weeks. Yeah.
You put a lot of videos out from Blue Hour.
My goal is to do every single song.
Damn.
And I'm getting close.
How many of you have so far?
So this will be the sixth. There's only 10 on the album. So one is done for the next single, which will come out in September. I'm going to France in August to do the next one.
You're
which
doing
I'm very excited.
France for a video.
I am. So this is the deal. Blue Hour was my way of just being like, 2020, like, I don't care. I'm doing what I want in 2021 now. Like, because, like, 2020, I, like, went into that year being like, I'm just going to, like, you know, take a credit card out and just go do whatever I want.
And go to France.
And go to France. You know, I couldn't do any of that. So now I'm like, well, I wrote this album about, you know, the trials and tribulations of that year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to make something incredible out of it and just do what I want. And so it's kind of an experiment. I kind of say it jokingly, but also, like, truly, it's been an experiment of how much money can I put into something and see what happens, and, like, just put everything that's in me out there and, like, just see what happens. It's like I did vinyl, and I went and I, you know, moved to New York, and just kind of, like, all the stuff from just, like, I want to do a video for every song, do it in these crazy places, hire these production teams, you know.
How long are you going to be in France?
Just 3 days.
Oh, quick one.
Quick, just, in and out.
Just a video shoot, basically.
Yeah, and so my friend Melissa, who helped me actually get my place in New York, I ended up taking their room in the house that they were at, and they ended up moving, like, they're from France. So we were talking, we're doing a video in California a few weeks ago, and then I was like, should we just do the next video in France? And then they were like, yeah, when you told me about Blue Hour, I immediately thought about France. And I was like, well, that has to be the ultimate Blue Hour for the outline for that song. So I'm like, I'm not just gonna, I filmed the video actually with my brother in a basketball court. We did a 360 video for it, and I was like five different people, brought all my gear this is for the outline, this is for the one I'm going to France for.
Okay.
But I filmed this whole video, and then I was like, why did I do that in a basketball court? It means nothing. Like,
you did it because of the Celtics, and you know,
exactly.
I like basketball.
I did it for you because I knew that was your favorite song. Maybe it's because that video wasn't meant to be in a basketball court.
Next time.
Yeah, we'll use it for something. But yeah, I've just been trying to go all out. I was like, what would happen if I just went all out? And so the next album, I'm going to see how can I just spend $0, because now that's all I can afford.
Yeah, we're going to get to the next album later. But I before you came here, I played After All, so you can't play After All.
Oh, okay, good, because I forgot my capo today, so we're going...
What else did I play? I played
a few steps down today.
I think I played The Sound, too.
Okay, cool.
So no Sound, no
all right.
After All.
Those are the only two I came prepared with. I have to sing a cappella.
You'll have to do Happy Birthday.
I'll do my best. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Skybar. Happy birthday to you. See, I told you I can't sing it. I can't play it on guitar. I didn't even try.
That worked.
I was also trying to Mariah carry it a little bit. But that was especially for you, one of a kind.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I play.
That
play
was my
us
song.
A number.
Yeah, all right, an actual one. Okay, I'll do my best. I'm gonna try merry-go-round, but this is a few steps down. This is the only time you'll hear it like this. I hope you like it. This one's also for you, Skybar.
Thanks.
But is it difficult to understand? Sometimes I just wanna leave, find my way around the obstacles and drown my fear inside my ultimate truth. These scribbles of tired lines, this feeling I can't define. You ask me why did I stay? When all I wanted to do was to give it up. You asked me why did I stay. Guess I simply believed in something strong enough. Take me off this merry-go-round. I'm tired of circles spinning around. We were bound at the heart, and yet we still are it on the seams. We're falling into dreams now. I see the problems at hand, but I can't hold them. Well, nobody can. Do you know what I mean? It just seems to repeat till we rip at the seams. I just keep yearning to grow. It's a simple task and I'm falling in love again. Take me off this merry-go-round. I'm tired of circles spinning around. We were bound at the heart and yet we still are at all the seams. We're falling into dreams now. Did I stick around when our days were so wrong and our nights were so difficult? You asked me why did I stick around. Well, I believed in changes for long enough. Take me off this merry-go-round. I'm tired of circles spinning around. We were bound at the heart and yet we still are at all the seams. We're falling into dreams now.
Sounded great from my end.
Thanks.
So we get a big show coming up.
Yeah. Oh, man, 2 days.
Have you ever played with the Dents on the same bill?
I think so. Actually, I think recently.
Did you?
I think, no, Stars Like Ours. That was April.
That's right. Because I was going to say, if you played with the Dents, you know, I would have been there, and I don't remember.
I think it was Stars Like Sally Ours. O'Brien's. The 2019 or 18 was one of my favorite shows ever. It was with Tiger
Sally's?
Bomb.
Oh.
I believe it was with the Dents. Yeah.
It must have been.
And I
there.
Think, oh, Duck and Cover, maybe? I
like
think that
Duck
was the bill
cover.
And must, myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember Damone was playing down the street in Salem, and it was like a secret show. And
okay.
Steph and I actually snuck out, and we went to the show, and then we got back, and we didn't go on until midnight at Sally's.
At Sally's.
But it was like one of the best nights of my entire life. It was my one of my favorite shows we've ever played. And I think the Dents were on that bill. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Dents are awesome. And,
oh,
and it's
so
your
good.
It's your only last
My
Boston
last.
Appearance of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Dents, I don't think, have played this summer.
Really?
It's
going to be special.
One of their only.
And it's a small venue, so
yeah.
Is it sold out yet? It's got to be getting close.
I don't
it's
think
going
so,
to
but
sell
how
out.
Can it not?
That's the thing. It's got to.
I've been saying this. I was just on Steve Ricardo's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing Smoke with Twisted Rico.
Yeah.
We talked a bit about it. But yeah, I'm like, $10, it's like these bands, and even the high end, the guy posted that he's like, we're all busy. It's probably one of the only times we'll play this summer.
Yeah.
So you got three great bands that you're not going to see like every other weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know?
And to get all three of us in Roslindale.
Yes.
Seems like a feat. And I think you're the only one who was able to do that. Because I wouldn't come back for just no one.
I
know.
Well, I said, I'm going to get Carissa Johnson. Lou, you get, I mean.
I came all the way back from Utah for this.
I know.
I was literally just going to stay out there and just throw my phone in the Colorado River and be like, I'm living off the land now.
And you said I can go on.
And then I was like, but Skybar asked me to do this show and there's no way I'm going to say no.
When you moved to Brooklyn, I think you said, I'll come down anytime. Anyone's called, like in the middle, some random week.
Yeah.
Want to come on and drive down from
Brooklyn?
Oh,
yeah, I'd come down anytime. Oh, of course. It's 4 hours. It's nothing.
That would be insanity.
I'm getting to the point where I can drive and just do it in one shot, not even stop to pee on the way. Just 4 hours. Brooklyn, Boston, back and forth on a Sunday in the morning. I can do that.
The hours are probably key. When you're going.
Yeah. I'm never going at rush hour again.
Oh, my God.
I'm only going to go on Sundays in the morning.
Yeah.
Or. At 3 a.m.
So you haven't been... When was the last show around here?
The last show around here was... oh, man, I feel like, honestly, I feel like I've been playing Boston so much lately.
Kind of. But
was it Salem? It might have been Salem. Opus, I believe, with Ryan.
Opus, yeah.
Yeah, we did a show in May. Was it May or June? I've lost track of everything. It could have even been July. No, we did. I did Provincetown.
Yeah.
But that, I guess, wasn't really around here.
No, that doesn't count.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's got to be like either Salem, Somerville. I'll give you Salem. But
yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah,
Provincetown.
Still pushing it.
Yeah,
it's, yeah, it's not a little out there.
It's not a Boston show.
No, it's far from everything. But yeah, I think it was that Salem show with, yeah, and Oh the Humanity Radio Compass record,
yes,
release. That was awesome.
Yes.
It was very fun. And I've been doing kind of more like solo stuff now, but Ryan Manning has been joining me for some full band things. Nick,
yeah,
and Steph. Oh my God. Okay. Nick and
That's
Steph.
Right.
We played the Somerville,
right, was,
the ballroom.
Yeah, I was there, obviously.
Yeah, and that was like the best time of my life. I love,
yeah,
those guys.
Yeah.
And they flew in from literally Oregon and North Carolina for that show. We hung out the day before and practiced, and they learned the new songs, and this is magic.
The Curals hadn't been together since forever.
A long time. The last technical show we played in Boston was opening for Damone, and
mm-hmm,
that was a long time ago, and it was almost to the date in July in like 2018 or 19.
Was that the Paradise?
It was at the Sinclair.
Sinclair.
Yeah, but then the Curals did do Paradise, but with Benny. So it wasn't like Nick, Steph, and I played together since that show, but the Curals had technically done a show after that,
right,
with Nervous Eaters at Paradise.
Right.
But yeah, it's something special about the three of us, I think. It's just, you know, when you grow together and, you know, grow up musically and,
yeah,
just with each other since, I mean, it was like 2016, we all got together,
right,
so. And we're still kind of a band. We never really broke,
yeah,
up officially.
They were not on Only Rose. They were in their parts here and there, but Talk, Talk, Talk was the first
official
Cure-Alls. That was us. Cure-Alls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then even with the new stuff, Steph joined in for some songs, and we always love working,
yeah,
together, and it's just distance is the tricky part. We all want to be in different places. So.
Anything going on with Swivel?
You know, I ask myself this every day. I saw Ken. Actually, Ken was in Utah the same time I was, and we were on the phone. We're like, we're going to be in Salt Lake. We're going to pass each other on the highway. And for some reason, that always happens. When I was on tour with Vanessa, we'd always pass, we'd cross paths with Unearth. But Ken was just crossing into Colorado as I was going up to Salt Lake. And he was like, we should hang out, but we didn't have time.
Yeah.
But I was like, he's traveling with As I Lay Dying.
Yeah.
And I think he's doing some festivals in Europe with Unearth coming up. And he was like, I think I'm going to quit my band. I'm like, well, don't quit Swivel because we need to stay a band. And I know he's just joking, but
right.
I don't know what the deal is. It's kind of one of those things like we're a band. We're not going to break up, but we're kind of more focused on the other things.
Yeah.
I know Noelle's doing her own thing and Pat, who knows where Pat is?
You know, like a lot of bands, you're in multiple bands. So
yeah, exactly. We got some other priorities, but I don't know. Some things had gotten postponed in 2021 for 2022 that I'm not sure if those are still happening. Some like opening opportunities we had,
yeah,
but yeah, we'll see. I'm sure we'll come back on the map with something.
Swivel, they don't have any official release, do they?
We did. We had a single, but
right,
we're working on getting the full album out. It's
right,
been years in the making, but
it's been a grind.
It's been a grind, yeah. It's been tricky, but I think that's something that's still on the radar at some point, but we're kind of, that's on the back burner,
yeah,
for sure. Yeah, love those guys.
You want to play another tune?
Sure.
Before we talk about some stuff.
I'm trying to think of which one might sound good without a capo. Any requests? Should I try You Lost You? Should I try For Now? Should I try Running Uphill?
Yeah.
All right. I know I can do that one.
Yeah.
Okay. This is off the new album. It's like I'm always picking petals off a stem. Making movies in the clouds only to figure out what's truly on my mind. And it'll turn to dust tomorrow with all the time we spent in sorrow. I know, I know, I know. I won't, I won't, I won't. Let it get the best of me, let it take the rest of me. Oh, the hands of time will never hold me still. Take the rest. last to me. Springtime is a reminder that sometimes you gotta double touch the space to get to find her. Used to double touch the space until I lost the timer. Been lost and really looking for myself, kinda praying I could find you. And maybe I'm lost just like the ocean, and maybe I'm just really kinda broken. Maybe the week's been weak and the week's been pain. Maybe I'm tired of the week and I don't wanna be the same. But I know I can never let it break me down. I won't let them see me frown from here to now. I can only scream it loud like I know, I know, I know. I won't, I won't let it get the best of me, let it take the rest of me. Oh, the hands of time will never hold me still. I don't know how long I'll be running uphill. I feel like the sky again.
Cliff notes on the recording.
That was Cliff on the recording. Yeah, I didn't.
So
dare.
By yourself, that's a tough one because you got to do his.
Yeah, I try to like.
As well.
Yeah, I try to rap. I'm not a rapper. Sorry, Cliff.
It fit in well though on the song, I thought. Just another example of you kind of going a different direction.
Yeah, and Cliff's always doing so many cool things, and I was like, I want to do something different and get some hip hop in here, and. Yeah, he was one of the first people that came to mind and first one to be like, yeah, I'm down. And he said something right away, recorded it remotely, and then it just fit. And it was like, cool, we're going to go with it.
Yeah. Are you going to take Blue Hour, like, on the road, so to speak? Are you going to, because I know sometimes you go, like, cross country.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to hunker down for a while and stick to New York?
I do want to hunker down in New York and just kind of, like, build
work.
There.
Yes.
But I did go on the road with Kristen Ford. We did like six dates along the like kind of in the Northeast, which was cool. But it was really short, and I don't know. I think after touring for like 2 years straight, that was a lot. I think mentally and physically, and I love it and I miss it. I love the travel, but I just realize sometimes playing the dive bars and doing that whole thing was not really gonna benefit anyone.
You went to France, so we know going to France.
Oh, yeah.
So we know you love to travel, but
yeah.
But yeah, as you said, you kind of just got to Brooklyn, so I suppose
you want to
establish.
Yeah, time to just establish there.
Like you did here.
Exactly. And then still come back to Boston as much as I can, and, you know, as much as it makes sense. And I think maybe coming back like quarterly and doing a show and just, you know, seeing my people.
Yeah, I'll call you every 3 months.
Yeah, okay.
You'll be my regular.
Yeah.
My go-to.
Top of the season.
Yeah, I can get Carissa.
Perfect.
She's like under contract.
Yeah, I'm happy to be.
Were you going to do an Algonquin gig? What happened with that thing?
Algonquin, yeah. Okay, so I was going to do a merry-go-round release party at the Algonquin.
Levitt
Theater. Yeah, so the management changed. Something happened where, like, the person who was booking me isn't working there anymore. And so it was like a transferal of I had to talk to someone else. And then I was like, oh, but it turns out it's not going to come out on that day anyway. And things got pushed back and then... they wanted us to play for an hour and a half and it was on the balcony and it wasn't actually on the stage. So I was kind of like, it's a cool opportunity, but I just don't want to do that.
It shifted.
And it's a really cool place. I have played there before and even like the way they have it set up is really cool. But the Paragon Carousel actually offered me to do a release there instead. And this was before any of this. This was even like, we recorded this video last July.
Right.
My brother and I just finished it like a couple weeks ago, but because we realized it needed some more B-roll in there, But if we're going to do it anywhere, it's going to be at the Paragon Carousel. But that's also kind of out of the way for most people I know. And it's
down the Cape.
Everything's online anyway. It's like people just want to see it online. We don't need to do a big get-together.
Didn't you do that early morning? And down
yeah, it was
the
very
Cape?
Early. I couldn't believe I got like 40
Sunday,
people.
You didn't get
I
me.
Couldn't. I know. I wish you were in it. But man, it was so cool that so many people showed up. And now here we are a year later.
I think there was a show the night before, too. I think it was
probably
at some show, and it was
that rings a bell.
It was late, and I was like, "Damn,
yeah,
Carissa, you
I
know,
come on, 7 a.m. on the."
I'm like, "Yeah, it was like,
might as well go to Provincetown. Yeah. It was pretty far, but it was cool. It came out really cool. And yeah. I'm glad people were crazy in it. People made some good outfits.
I know you're always like planning ahead and have stuff on your mind. Do you have like stuff thought out for? Where are we going next as far as the music, like a CD or release of musically?
Yes. Yes. So I have the studio actually booked for the next album.
I'll probably have the demos in a week.
Yep. I'll send them in a week from today. All 12 songs. I dreamt about it. Okay, I had a dream that I was holding my next album. It was a vinyl record. It was white and red. And it had all the songs on it in the back. I can picture the font. I can picture all of it. I already held it. It's already made somewhere in the universe, and I just have to make it manifest in real life.
Wow.
But I booked the studio time for November, so we're going to have it done in November, full length, vinyl, CD, full, just like Blue Hour, out in the spring. So now that I've said it, it has to happen. That's my intention.
Is that kind of breaking news?
Breaking news? I haven't told anyone.
Well, no one's probably asked you, like, in the middle of Blue Hour. So what do you got next? What's your next album?
What's coming next?
Yeah,
I'm ready. I mean, the second I get the album in my hands physically, I'm like, I'm over it. Like, it's like, if this is the scrapbook, here it is, it's made, now I can revisit it when I need to, and, you know, it's out there for everyone else, but now I'm like, okay, next thing. The child is born. Okay, cool.
Without giving up, I don't know, it's up to you what you want to tell us about it, but what's it sound like?
So
everything's different.
Yeah.
You've had the acoustic thing.
I guess you're
going
to have to find out. I mean, I'm going hip-hop for this next one. No, just kidding. I will see. I mean, I think it's going to be a mix of everything I've done so far, because part of me really wants to revisit where this whole thing started, which was just pop rock, melodic, even like the Only Roses album. I mean, that still is kind of like a good collection of kind of where my heart is always.
Yeah.
And Blue Hour is kind of where my heart is now.
Yeah.
And I want to mesh the two into something for the future, like for the, like a modern sound of like all of those influences. So something danceable, something positive, something melodic, but a little more hard rocking. So I'd say it's kind of along the lines.
That.
Yeah. All of it mixed together, probably some more variety and some longer songs. And maybe not longer songs, but I'm just picturing some more like
Jungle Land.
You know. What'd you say?
Jungle Land, 8-minute epic.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But I'm very excited about it, because I'm just ready to do a new thing, and there's been so many new experiences that I've been just kind of collecting ideas, and I can visualize it already, and I'm ready for a new thing. I don't know, you know, when or how, but my goal is the spring, to put something out in the spring, and then maybe get some real actual label. Like, I don't want to, you know, say that I haven't been on an actual label, but like get a real backing behind it,
you
know, because I'm currently on a Diamond Heart production, and it's great. And Vanessa's awesome. And she's helped a ton, kind of like as a team member with this whole thing. But I'm ready to, you know, take it to the next level. So I'm going to do everything I can to do that with the next thing.
And she's in New York.
She's in New York as well. Yeah. She lives about 15 blocks away from me.
She's pretty close.
Yeah. Go on walks to the park every now and then.
Yeah.
It's nice. Brooklyn's so cool. It's so pretty. There's so many parks.
Yeah. And you like
Boston.
You like nature too. You like to be outdoors. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so yeah. So that's cool. You got the new shit. I almost new stuff. Whoa.
What?
See that? I just came from a podcast where you didn't have to
where anything flies.
Yeah. So I was all wild and everything.
It's okay.
Yeah, no one's listening. They are. They're listening. All right. You how many more?
I could do more on another song. I'm trying to think of which one I should do.
Can you do Middle of Nowhere?
Sure.
You can? Cool.
Yeah, I could try. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
these days, all these miles I've been driving, will wind away effortlessly to you. I can see it, us laughing to it, crying about nothing at all and everything too. In the middle of nowhere, I'll sing along to a new song. I'll sing it at the top of my lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a ladder in our tie. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by. Thoughts in REM are feeling closer. One day I'll find a way to show them to you. One of these days this anxious wait will be over, cause in my blood I know it's true. In the middle of nowhere I'll sing along to a new song. I'll sing it at the top of my lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a ladder in our tie. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by. These nights I've been wasting will cease to be what seems to me. A fence I need to climb, it's only in my mind. I just can't wait until we are in the middle of nowhere. We'll sing along to a new song. We'll sing it at the top of our lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a ladder. Time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by.
Get back to the microphone here. Sometimes I get too casual.
No, it's okay. It's better that way.
It's one of my... That was great. So,
thanks. I feel like Howlin' Wolf. I'm like singing these songs low.
That's one of my that's one of my favorite songs off of 100 Restless Thoughts.
Yes. Oh, and you know, this is a new development. Some of those songs are going to be re-recorded.
Oh.
And even though Middle of Nowhere has already been kind of recreated, I might make a new album with some of those songs re-recorded.
In addition to this
master plan release? Yeah, I think either partly... that release or a new one entirely, but
it'd be like an EP.
Yeah, maybe
in addition to a full length.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm just ready to get more stuff out.
Just always
wanna, you know, make things.
And some upcoming gigs you have. I know you have something going on with The Worst up in,
yes,
up in Maine.
Yeah, two things. I'm doing a show with Brooke and a couple other singer-songwriters on Saturday, this coming Saturday. And that's at Sun Tiki in Portland. And then there's this thing called the Army Boot Camp, which is Brooke and Will. They created this. I think it's their management company. And that's a big festival happening a little bit north of Portland. I think it's like a 45-minute drive up. And it's like a overnight camp festival at a brewery.
Bring a sleeping bag.
Yep.
Bring a
tent. Yep. So that's going to be cool. That's the following weekends.
So that's cool.
Yeah, lots of long drives. But that's all that's really coming up. And then Rockwood Music Hall on the 17th of August. And then, we'll see. There might be some Boston stuff cooking for the fall. But
not
might
the
be
summer,
too early.
Though.
Not the summer. So
this is it.
It's going to be a while. Yeah, I got to get to the summer sizzler.
8 o'clock. I think that's.
Yes.
I think you kick it off at 8.
Mm-hmm. I'm stoked. I'm so excited. It's going to be so
tell
fun.
Tell your friends. Tell your people. That thing should be.
Thursday night at the Square Root.
I don't think there's a whole lot going on that night either. Sometimes you're like,
damn. Thursday's a good night for that reason, too. Yeah. You know, Thursdays are fun.
Me and Lou thinking that out. Oh,
yeah.
You'll finally get to...
I'll get to meet Lou. We've talked so much on the phone and email and never met in person, so...
He's psyched to see you play.
It's going
to
be good.
And this will be like this solo acoustic.
Yeah, And I'll have my capo with me then. And my tuner.
Yeah.
And my boots.
All right. I mean, you can, if you want, you can play another one.
I'll do another.
You don't have to, but yeah.
Yeah, let's see. I could do...
We get all night.
All right. I was thinking, we're talking about Only Roses. I could do Only Roses.
Yeah.
It's a throwback.
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
You carved your heart in my hand, ink made the blood. But the city doesn't look the same when you're in it, keeping up. It's caving in with me, and yes, I'm strong. But equally as weak, and you've known all this time we spent that this was our destiny, cause time to time they come by, habits, their cycles are reason for secrets, though I never try to win them over. I don't want to win them over. I don't have much else left to gamble. Oh, only roses grow if you keep them where you found them. But you and I, my dear, places to go. You and I, my dear, we've got places to go. You and I, my dear, we've got places to go. I really mean them, all the words I never said. I really mean them, every last one. They're caving in with me, and yes, I was wrong. But equally as true, when you've known all this time we spent, that this was our destiny, cause time to time they come by, habits, their cycles are reason for secrets, though I never try to win them over. I don't want to win them over. I don't have much else left to gamble. Oh, only roses grow if you keep them where you found them. But you and I, my dear, we've got places to go. You and I, my dear, we've got places to go. You and I, my dear, we've got places to go.
Thanks. It's been a minute since I played that one.
Yeah. So you have anything else you want to throw out there before? I think we've covered a lot.
We covered everything.
New release that no one knows about.
I know. I have a name for it and everything, but I'm not going to give that away.
After, off here you will.
Maybe. We'll see. It's something I've been seeing everywhere that I like. Just, yeah, we'll see. Maybe. But the concept's in place, everything. I'm very excited for that. I mean, I might have to do some crowdfunding for it, but we'll see. Maybe not. Maybe I just will just go blue hour on it and just be like, I'm just going to go full out and see what happens.
That's all the rage, though. Everyone needs support for their release.
Yeah, totally. It's good to get everyone involved, and, you know, no one likes asking for money, but... I don't know. We'll see. I think I still have so much vinyl I gotta sell. So once I can, like, if I do get to go on the road, there's a couple things floating in the air as, like, possible tour opportunities for Blue Hour. So if something good comes along, I'm gonna do it. and like just, you know, maybe get an opening slot for something and just get out there. But you know, I'm open to everything right now. Just quit all my jobs again. So
that's it. It's all music.
Yeah. Universe, I'm ready.
Do you see the Interrupters have a new album coming out?
Really?
Oh, I think in September.
They're so great.
They already have a couple singles out.
Okay, I think I heard a couple of the singles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love everything they do.
Yeah. And they're great. She came out, she was very open lately about her mental health issues and overcoming that. Yeah. Yeah, I follow her on the gram.
Yeah, Amy.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I met them once. Did I tell you that? Yeah. I saw them at a club in LA and I was like, oh
yeah,
my
you sent me a 6-second video of On the Turntable.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot about that. Yeah, because I heard that here for the first time. Yeah. You introduced me to their music, and then I went through a whole obsession with them, as I do,
with
as you know, with people and with music.
You're prone to obsessive.
I'm prone to being obsessive.
I played Torres before you came in. Is that how you pronounce that?
Tourist?
Yeah.
Oh, Torres.
Torres,
yes.
I think Sleepwalking I played.
Oh, yeah, I love that song. That's a great album. I ran into her in New York the other day. Did I tell you that?
No.
She was walking down my street looking for the train, and I was like, hey.
See, this is normally stuff we would talk about, like, after the mics were off.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, it's like I just led her to the train.
People
but,
are like, why are you talking about her? Well, you opened up for her here.
Yeah, in August. So,
a while ago.
Yeah, almost got on the full tour, but didn't come through.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Close. So she's, I guess, in Brooklyn, New York.
She's in Brooklyn
too. As well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
you're
so.
All
somewhere
there.
In New York. Yeah, there's so much happening there. It's crazy.
And you just randomly saw
just
her
randomly down
on
the street. I was getting paint, and I was like, I looked across the street, and I saw a cowboy girl, cowgirl. And I was like, that's Torres. And I ran over to her and I was like, hey.
Did she know? Was she like, who are you?
I think she remembered. Yeah, she was like, hey, loved your set that time. And I was like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Nice. Were you painting artwork or were you painting
just
like your
painting
apartment?
Painting my bathroom. Yeah, the apartment. My roommate and I go on these walks. We just, every time we go out somewhere and we go on a walk, something magic happens.
Like paint?
We find paint or we find Torres or, you know, we run into someone or
some celebrity.
Some sort of situation. Never know what's going to happen. That's the beautiful thing about New York is like literally so much happens. You just walk down the street and something happens and it changes your life.
Yeah. A little different than Andover.
A little bit different than Andover, Massachusetts. Yeah. Not much is going on there.
Is there any similarity to Boston?
Is there what?
Similarity to Boston?
With Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. It feels like a bigger Boston. It just feels like the same thing. It's weird because I've never moved somewhere and felt like it was home because Boston is just home. It just nothing feels like Boston because it just has that home feeling.
Right.
But New York feels very similarly to that where I feel like it's a home. Like I feel like I've been there my whole life almost just because it has that East Coast thing. And like, you know, we go through similar weather. I think that also affects the way people are and like the humor is similar and... there's just more of everything there. So it's been fun to go out to a lot of comedy shows and go out to like music shows. And yeah, there's so much happening. It's just, it's hard. There's like a comedy show somewhere every night. There's like 20,000 of them happening. And I definitely got way more into comedy than anything over the past few years. So I'm trying to just...
Comedy album won't be far behind.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing.
Just comedy.
That's what Blue Hour is.
All right. I got to play. I actually have something by The Worst queued up.
I just listened to their album in its entirety, and it's a great album, everyone.
Yeah, Yes Regrets.
Yeah.
See, now that I use my... This is like a learning curve for me, too. Now that I use my MacBook Air instead of CDs, I really need the glasses because I can't see up that home.
Are you farsighted? You're pretty far away.
Just bad sighted.
Bad side.
Yeah. No far, near, just bad. All right. Thanks, Carissa, for coming in. And I'll
thank you so much.
Obviously,
see you Thursday.
And we'll do it then.
Super excited.
And this is Hurt Forever. All right, people.
but I'd still love to walk you home. I'd still love to walk you home. I'd still love to walk you home. I'd still love to walk you home.
That's great new stuff by Kevin Stevenson called Saturday Morning Coming Down. He's a full length, coming out on Rumbar Records in a couple months. Kevin Stevenson was famously in The Shards, a great local band. Before that, The Worst with Hurt Forever, off Yes Regrets. Chris is still here. I got to stick around till 10 o'clock. And I hate reading public service announcements.
I love it. So I'm going to read one right
Take
now.
Take it away.
Public transit versus walking, PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Boom. You can record all my PSAs.
Should we do another? No.
The thing with these public service announcements are they've been the same for 10 years.
This book is like
the book is tattered. They've been the same for 10 years.
From the 1800s.
And I generally read the same damn ones. So, no, we're not going to do another one.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Can I read it on my own?
Yeah, you can. You can take the book home.
A lot of organ donation PSAs.
And some of them are outdated. Some of them are, yeah.
I think they're all very relevant.
Oh, God.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
That's all we need to say.
That's a good one because it's short.
Yeah.
There's an even shorter one up front.
Really?
It takes like 20 seconds to read it as we bang all the microphones around. That one right
there.
Look at it. It's like,
that's perfect.
Yeah, it's like 20
seconds.
That's
terrifying, too.
So I can get it in and out.
You can't see the pictures on the radio, but we see the pictures that are here.
They're graphic and they're bad.
Yeah.
So don't drink and drive.
But yeah, just don't drink and drive, please.
I'm not going to say don't drink, but don't drink and drive. All right. That was fun.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Skybar.
Yeah.
For having me on your birthday.
Two
days after your birthday.
Yeah, birthday party coming up at the Root.
Everyone come out to the Square Root on Thursday.
I would be mortified if people were doing the happy birthday thing at that.
Really? Okay, yeah, I'll make sure to not play happy birthday. Oh, I'm relieved because I don't know how to play it or sing it.
I'm not big on the happy birthday.
What about cupcakes? How do you feel about a cake? Balloons.
My wife Trisha made an awesome coffee cake for my birthday.
Oh wow!
Because I'm not as big on I'm not big on cake and ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Another weird thing that most people like that I'm not
big on it.
No, but coffee and some coffee cake.
That sounds really good.
To that.
Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Hot, always hot.
Always hot, even in the hot summer.
Yeah, that comes from my carrion days. It'd be like 90 degrees. I'd get a hot coffee.
Wow.
9:49. This is why we have a 2-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna play some. This could be it. This might be your final time on the airwaves this evening.
Okay. So, thanks.
It was great.
This was great.
I'm gonna play some Bad Religion. Here we go. All right. That was probably it. That was Julia. The song was Fever in My Heart. I guess the release is called Derealization. Anyway, Bad Religion before that with My Sanity. WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Rising with Sky Bar. I got to get out of here. So the remote show will kick in after me. Going to leave with some older one by a band called Jeremy and the Harlequins. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Peace.
Phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy. You are tuned